With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden urging Florida residents in the path of Hurricane Milton to evacuate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
During a hurricane briefing with administration officials, the president said Florida is facing a ferocious storm.
With storm surges reaching up to 15 feet, up to 18 inches of rain.
He said FEMA has personnel and equipment in place and that he's told Florida's governor to call him with any needs. The president also denounced claims that the government is seizing property and offering very little in cash to storm victims.
That's simply not true.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says tropical storm force winds from Hurricane Milton are just off the western coast of Florida. Officials in a Tampa Bay area county say that it's the people's last chance if you need to get to a shelter. Drinking water will be a big concern. Roger P. Schulman, news director of Salem Media in Tampa, says the vast majority of Tampa area residents have indeed moved out.
So about 500,000 people have evacuated, and it's being taken very seriously here. I've talked to a few people who've decided to stay in their homes in evacuation zones, and I pray for them because, as the Tampa mayor said, they're going to die.
The powerful storm center remains over 100 miles away in the Gulf of Mexico. The Hurricane Center stresses it's not exactly certain where Milton's center will come ashore tonight. Also at SRNnews.com, early in-person voting is beginning in Arizona, making it the first of this year's presidential background states where all residents can cast a ballot at a traditional polling place ahead of Election Day. The Dow adding 368 points. The NASDAQ is up 86. This is SRN News. Some tips for preaching to atheists.
The Barna Group has been asking people who don't believe in God what they want most from any Christian seeking to talk to them about faith. Number one is a desire that the Christian be willing to listen to the atheist without judgment. Non-believers also want to feel they're valued and loved no matter what their faith condition, suggesting that the key to reaching atheists with the gospel is a gentle approach that focuses on personal relationship first. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration deciding to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia, ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by the mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports the Muslim terrorist group Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements. International Christian Concern warns that the Biden administration making a mistake. Christians make up about 1% of the population in Somalia. This is SRN News. Federal disaster aid is becoming a political football, with both parties trading accusations over the failure to pass more disaster relief as part of a government funding deal last month amid back-to-back hurricanes.
The last time disaster relief was so politicized before a presidential election was in 2012, when Republicans paid a political price for holding up disaster funding. Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Biden-Harris administration of dragging their feet on providing disaster relief funding to hard-hit areas in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, and putting pressure on leaders to think about convening an emergency session to improve tens of billions of dollars in more aid. North Carolina Republican Senator Ted Budd called the federal response to the destruction flat-footed, while Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott grumbled that Florida and North Carolina would have gotten fast relief if they renamed Lebanon and Ukraine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another check on Wall Street, the Dow up 366 points, the NASDAQ adding 88. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.